C.D. DeSalvo with Southwind Broadcasting. It's our weekly visit with USD 457 Public Information Coordinator Roy Cessna, who is joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, C.D., and thanks for having us on, as always. The school district has increased the operational level of the district to a level 5 protective measures from the district's operational plan, with some schools operating at a level 6, which is remote learning, which is our highest level in our operations plan. Now, those schools include Alta Brown Elementary School, Victor Vanellis Elementary School, and Charles Stones Intermediate Center. The protective level started on Monday, and the district will stay at that elevated level of the operational plan until the end of this month, November 30th. So Monday started out as a B day because we're using the AB calendar. So the last names M through Z attended on Monday. Today will be day A, and the names A through L will be attending school today. Again, using the AB calendar, so flipping, and then tomorrow will be a B day, Thursday an A day, and then Friday back to B again. The data has been showing that there is a continued elevated COVID numbers in the community, which poses a significant safety concern for the students and staff in the district. Now, due to the continued elevated numbers in the community, the district will continue to operate at that higher level of protective measures. So what is Operation Level 5? It is a hybrid learning that helps to ensure total social distancing, with only half of the students allowed on-site at a time. The other half of the students will be learning remotely with alternating days using, again, like I said, the AB calendar. Now, we'll be using enhanced protective measures, daily screenings by teachers. Masks are required for everyone at the schools, hourly hand sanitizing. The school libraries are closed, no indoor PE unless with the same classroom or group, with social distancing protocols being maintained. The desk and tables spacing, having students 6 foot apart, no large group activities, which include family engagement nights. Playground equipment is closed before and after school. Focus clubs or activities allowed with social distancing, with mask required. That includes sign choir, robotics, those types of things. And again, our modified lunches to keep that social distancing with our students. Hopefully this action provides the school district the opportunity to operate classrooms safely and effectively at the schools. The district will be looking at returning to a lower level only if it is safe to do so, and the superintendent looks at and works with the Finney County Health Department on a weekly basis, usually follows up twice a week, but at least once a week for sure, on the levels and where the community is at.